Inside the jail, the air was no longer fresh. Even the adobe walls and the lack of windows couldn't keep the inside of the building cool. The most crushing element was the tedium. The five inhabitants found their conversation moving in ever-decreasing circles until it reached the point where all they could discuss was when Mildred or Jack would attempt to break them out. It was that, or try to sleep. The air was still and humid, the latrine in the corner making its foul contribution. Their bedding was hard and made restful sleep impossible, and although they had been fed and given water, there had been little opportunity to bathe. They felt sweaty, itchy, and extremely uncomfortable.
Four people approaching.
They're heading straight for here, and I'm sure I just heard Jack's voice.
Jack? With others? What is this about?
Ryan lifted himself up into a sitting position. They heard the footsteps and voices draw near, exchanging only the odd word, but enough to identify the sec boss Marcos, Jack, and Mildred, along with a voice that none recognized.
Millie? With Jack and the sec chief? This is going to be interesting, if nothing else.
At first, the sudden sharp light of the mid-afternoon sun was blinding, and it took the companions' eyes a few moments to adjust. But when their vision cleared, they could see the doorway blocked by Marcos's tall, muscular figure. Behind him, it was possible to see the bewildered sec guard standing with Mildred, Jack, and a fine-boned, dark-skinned woman.
You are free to go.
Say again?
You are free to go. You are no longer to be held captive, but are to be freed into the care of Sunita and the sister Mildred.
Marco stepped back to allow them to leave.
I do not approve of this. She knows that. And I will watch you as the hawk watches the mouse. I am ready, should you choose to overstep any boundaries that are set for you.
The sec boss turned on his heel and walked off, leaving the companions alone together for the first time since their landing, and in the company of Sunita. After a joyful reunion, Mildred introduced Sunita. When they learned that she was the daughter of the leader, it became clear to the prisoners why they had been granted release. At the behest of Sunita, the companions then walked the short distance to her home, where they bathed and changed into clean clothes Sunita had brought to them by women from the Ville. Their own clothes were taken to be cleaned. The women returned immediately with food and drink.
You will be given quarters later, so that you may rest. But first, you must eat, and we will explain to you what has occurred.
We?
Christy looked from Mildred to Jack, who shrugged helplessly, knowing that Ryan wouldn't like the situation any more than he did himself.
Yeah, it's not that complicated, but it does need explaining.
And so, after they had eaten, the companions settled down to hear what Mildred and Sunita had to say. When they had outlined what had occurred and the conditions of their release, Ryan turned to Jack.
What do you think of this, Jack?
Good people here. Some little crazy, but most fair. Good to me, maybe not you. Mildred in for trouble, I think, but probably no real danger.
And do you reckon Marcos will play this one fairly?
Good man. Listens to albino brother too much. Weird shit ideas there. Not about other people at all, but some kind of self thing.
Jack's right, if I understand him correctly. Marcos does listen too much to his brother, and for all his fine talk, I have often felt that Chan uses idealistic words as a mask and a weapon. I would not trust him, but I would trust Marcos.
Well, okay. Look, I don't want you to think that we're not grateful for what you've done for Mildred or for us, but we don't belong here. I figure the best thing is we get the hell out as soon as possible.
There was a general murmur of agreement from all except Mildred. She looked Ryan in the eye.
No, Ryan. If you want to go, you go alone. I can't. I made a promise.
But Millie, we can't leave without you.
Yes, you can, John. And you'll have to if you intend to go right now.
You know we can't do that. You'll suffer the consequences if we disappear and leave you. It'll confirm everything that worries Marcos and the others like him.
I can't help that. I've given my word and I want to stay.
But why?
Because I've never been in any place where I felt I belonged before. And now perhaps I do.
They sat and listened while she tried to explain. All the thoughts that had whirled around in her head over the past few days now came tumbling out, taking better shape in her mind as they were spoken. All of it made sense to them, but there was one vital question that remained unspoken and unanswered.
So, Who's more important, Millie? Us or them?
I can't answer that, John.
The atmosphere was strained for the rest of the evening, and Mildred was glad when a Sekhmet arrived to show the companions to the quarters they would share in the ville. Jack was told he would be relocated with his compatriots. As they started to leave, JB noticed that Mildred made no attempt to move.
You coming with us, Millie?
Mildred avoided his gaze for a second, then decided that she couldn't.
I'm staying here, John. That's part of the deal.
Guess maybe that answers my earlier question.
And maybe it's not that simple.
Dawn broke with a clear sky and a light breeze that was chill but refreshing. Refreshing enough for Ryan and Christy to be out before many of the ville's inhabitants were awake. However, those who were up greeted the couple as they walked through the streets with a mixture of curiosity and outright hostility.
Ryan, remind me again why we're doing this?
They passed a Sekhmet who made a point of sliding the catch on his blaster, perhaps a reminder not to step out of line.
Because we need to take a look around ourselves before we get assigned our work tasks. When Mildred and Sunita were talking about the ville and where it's situated on the island, they mentioned an inlet.
Yeah, and they also made a point of saying how it would be real hard to get down there unobserved.
True enough, but I'd just as soon check it out for myself. If Mildred reckons it's a no-go, then normally I'd trust her.
Normally?
99%. Trouble is, this is that 1%. This isn't easy for her, but I sure as shit do not want to be trapped here at the mercy of a people that may turn against us.
That shouldn't happen.
Yeah, operative word being shouldn't. But this isn't a normal situation for Mildred, or for us. We've already talked about this, and last night did nothing to change my view on it. I don't blame Mildred. Figure I'd feel the same if I was her, but I'm not.
By this time, they had left the ville and were walking down a path, beaten smooth by constant use over the years. A path that led to a sandy strip of beach that marked the small bay formed by the inlet. Ryan turned and looked back up the hillside toward the ville.
Yeah, this would be fire-blasted difficult to run an escape from right now, especially as we don't have any blasters. Even more so, as we've been followed.
I thought as much.
Christy's hair coiled around her in warning as she squinted up into the trees to see a Sekhmet lurking among the undergrowth. His stance was non-aggressive, but he had obviously been assigned to keep watch on them.
Wait, there's someone else coming.
They could hear Mildred before they saw her. She appeared at a bend in the path, coming toward them. Even at a distance, they could tell from her body language that she felt uncomfortable.
Ryan, Christy, what are you doing?
Stoop question, Mildred. You know what we're doing.
I had hoped that asking you not to escape, but to help me and help Sunita would be enough.
Come on, Mildred. What did you really expect? Most of the people here are going to be suspicious of us, some hostile, and a few might just decide to take matters into their own hands. We've got no blasters and only the word of your new ally that we'd be okay. If you were me, what would you do?
I would do what I've already suggested you do.
All right, Mildred. Look, you were right. If this inlet is the only way out to sea, then it'll be too difficult for us to crack without a major firefight. And I don't want it to come to that any more than you do. But I've got to check it out. Have a backup plan if it all fucks up. After all, while you're helping Sunita, we're going to be weaponless.
Only our blasters. You, John, and Jack still have knives.
Glad you said our blasters.
Don't push me, Ryan.
Hey, the situation is still basically the same. We're still going to be workers at the mercy of others.
Join the club, Ryan. That's what my ancestors were.
I'm just worried that someone will get overexcited and target us to get some retroactive vengeance on the white man.
Ryan, there's no real way of winning here, is there? Look, I don't figure that's going to happen. You know why I want to help Sunita. I haven't felt like this since I was a kid. And you know I don't want to let you guys down. Yeah, I'm torn here, but I need your help. Prove to the idiots here that not all Whitelanders are against them. As for those that would try to chill you to prove their point, shit, there's fools like that trying to chill us every day.
That's fair. We should help Mildred. That way we all get to the mainland and all get what we want.
Yeah, okay. I can't pretend to understand how you feel, but I guess you understand my point of view. I warn you, though, if the shit hits, we can't afford to pull any punches.
Wouldn't expect it any other way, Ryan.
Christy looked up at the waiting Sekhmet, who had stepped onto the path when Mildred showed up. Christy indicated him to both Mildred and Ryan before she spoke.
Come on, let's get back to the Ville to see what we're supposed to be doing before Marcos and that brother of his start getting reports that'll give them ideas.